Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Coach's Corner. I'm Coach Andrew Poretz from Ingenuity Coaching. I help people to discover and fulfill their passions and greatness. My mission? To inspire and challenge you to dream big dreams, and with my coaching, help you to manifest those dreams into reality. You can visit my website at myfuturecoach.com and follow me on Twitter at Coach Andrew. If you're listening live and you have a question, the phone number here is 646-929-2893. If you call, you'll be able to listen to the show right on the phone, and if you press number 1, I will know you have a question. We also have a live chat room right on the show page where you can feel free to join in. Tonight's guest, Denise Gebe-Otten, is the president and founder of Elite Wealth Strategies. Previously, she was a wealth advisor for a major Wall Street brokerage firm and a writer for CNBC. In addition to her financial planning work and out of gratitude for her daughter's recovery, she created a children's foundation which donates to children's group homes and hospitals. A wife and the mother of three, she shares her passion for alternative and holistic remedies and the science that validates them. She wrote Curing Courtney in the hope that the book will empower readers to take nutritional control of their health and learn about alternative modalities that go beyond the standard medical treatments. Tonight you're going to learn a bit about how Denise was able to help cure her daughter's illness. Denise, are you with me?
Hi, Andrew. Thank you for that great introduction.
Oh, you're very welcome.
And I have to say that although the book is called Curing Courtney, it's an alliteration, you won't forget it. I took the author's opportunity to call it what I wanted to, but it is remission. She is in remission. It's been about 5 years. It can come back, but I told her, if it comes back, you're going back on those vitamins. And she said, okay, Mom, no problem.
Well, so. This is good to know. And remitting Courtney just would not have worked.
Yeah, remission Courtney just doesn't sound good.
Remissioning,
doesn't roll off the tongue.
Remissioning Courtney.
No.
I like hearing Courtney. You're right.
Absolutely.
It is alliterative.
And if I might take another second, the autoimmune disease that she did have was autoimmune hepatitis.
Mm-hmm.
And although the book is specifically about autoimmune hepatitis, the book speaks to all mothers and fathers out there who want to heal their kids or help them because they're not always so healthy. Maybe they catch colds too often. They catch viruses. They have ADD. They have some kind of autoimmune disease that they don't even realize is autoimmune, like allergies, like asthma, like diabetes. I mean, there's a lot of little kids out there that have allergies and asthma. And they're even coming up with rheumatoid arthritis in these little kids.
Mm.
So this is like a primer. One of my friends read the book and she said, this is like my Bible. It really is the beginning of what all mothers mothers and fathers, who want to help their kids get a fundamental and a good basis for health and nutrition so that they don't catch viruses all the time.
Mm.
So the different autoimmune diseases that this particular protocol does speak to is autoimmune hepatitis, hepatitis C, some breast cancer, pancreatic cancer even.
Wow.
As well as diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, thyroidism. I know I'm missing something. Oh, yeah, and asthma.
So I'm an asthmatic of over half a century of breathing challenges. And which now you know that I'm over half a century old. I was not going to reveal that, but you got it out of me.
I was not going to reveal that either, and I know how old you are.
Oh, that's true.
And, but I'm still younger.
This is true. I had a thyroid issue and no longer have a thyroid. So, again, I wish I had heard of you having this protocol in 2009.
Yes.
Maybe I shall have my thyroid today.
And you know, I did have the answer in 2007.
Mm.
I had the answer, except that I wanted to write the book so badly. I even went on the internet as soon as I found out that my daughter was well, and as soon as I found out that when she went into remission and it was 6 months later, I got on the internet and I went on to the autoimmune hepatitis website, whatever one that I found.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know that someone actually told me, please don't come on this website with that information. We're only interested in medical answers.
Wow.
And they literally pushed me off. So I said, you know what? I'm not going to write the book. And because of that bad experience, I sat back, I stayed home, I took care of my clients, and I did not talk to anybody else about it, except that eventually Courtney became more beautiful and healthy, and she grew into this beautiful teenage girl who is a fabulous athlete, and she's very smart also.
Mm-hmm.
And the just because she became this fabulously healthy daughter,
mm-hmm.
I had to go write the book. And I said, I know I'm going to be able to help another kid. I know I'm going to be able to help somebody out there that doesn't even know about this. So, Andrew, if I wrote it in 2008, I would have helped you.
Drat.
I'm so sorry.
Me too. What are you going to do?
So everybody else out there who knows people with autoimmune
mm-hmm.
diseases, and thyroidism is one of them also,
mm-hmm.
you need to buy the book, really. It gives you a primer, something to start with.
Yeah, there's actually there's a thyroid blog that I've been on, stopthethyroidmadness.com.
Great.
Yeah, and this is not stuff I've heard about on there, but they do talk about alternative things to what all the endocrinologists always say, which is, I think, the worst advice. I don't take what all the endocrinologists tell me to take.
Oh, fabulous. What do you take? Tell us
well,
a secret.
Well, I don't take alternative therapy, but what I do take is a very old, very effective therapy that happens to be one of these things that the pharmaceutical companies don't make money on, so they don't like to give them out, called Armour Thyroid.
Ah, yes.
So I'm one of those.
Okay. I have a secret. Don't tell
okay.
anybody. Promise?
Okay.
I have a thyroid issue, too.
Mm.
And unfortunately, I had it before Courtney was born, and I had to take my thyroid out also.
Really?
I tried to find an answer. We're talking 18 years ago. And I tried so hard to find an alternative answer, but in those days, there was no internet at
mm-hmm.
all. Oh, there was an internet, but you were barely able to find anything. And I don't think Google was around back then.
No, it was not.
And 18 years ago, there were no answers. You couldn't really get information. You had to telephone people. You had to get information in the mail. And I had to end up taking my thyroid out. What I know now is I would go on this protocol, and I would probably go to a doctor that I used that I wrote about in this book and get an IV treatment because that was really severe.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just knock it out of me and just adjust my immune system.
That's amazing.
You have to understand, this is all about adjusting your immune system.
Mm-hmm.
Your immune system is low, and that's why you get these autoimmune problems. Also what affects it, in your case probably, was a hormonal shift. In men and women, they get to a certain age, and their hormones shift, and all of a sudden they get thyroidism, or all of a sudden they get high blood pressure that they never had before.
Mm-hmm.
So there are things that happen to our body because of a hormonal change, and it comes out in an autoimmune disease, and you don't know why all of a sudden you got this autoimmune disease. So this is why I wrote this book, is just to help other people. And by the way, a woman that I spoke to about 4 years ago, who will remain anonymous for now,
mm-hmm.
emailed me back. She said, I love the book. I had to get it because since I spoke to you 3 years ago, I have been in remission from your protocol. So that was my attaboy. I was like, good. I actually helped somebody.
You know, one thing I really appreciate about the book, and I read the entire book, and as you promised, it would be a fast read, even though it's a substantial number of pages, but I blazed through it in about not even 2 hours.
Good.
And you know, you're definitely fair, like you're saying right now, like you're about remission. So you're not going to sit there and claim that anybody who tries this is going to be the one who gets that everybody will have the same results. You even talk about the other Courtney,
yes.
not your daughter, who unfortunately did have to have a transplant.
Yes, and let me clarify that for people who've never read the book.
Mm-hmm.
Autoimmune hepatitis can result in a liver transplant, and that was the biggest fear. I
yes.
lived with the fear of my young child, who was 7 when it started, 7 years old, 12 years old when it got worse. I lived with the fear that she could possibly have a liver transplant, and that was the reason for my Well, I'm not going to give away the whole story, but
no.
I do want to say that one of the reasons why I found a nutritional protocol that healed my daughter inside of 3 months when the doctors couldn't and they failed with their drug treatment was because she was able to heal for whatever reason, yet this other Courtney was not able to heal,
mm-hmm.
even though she was on a similar protocol.
Right.
So I'm not about to say, as you said, that I have the answers to everything. All I can say is that it worked for my child. It worked for quite a few people that I know.
Mm-hmm.
And I reference a doctor who's in New Mexico, not Mexico, New Mexico. He used to be from the East Coast, but he ended up in New Mexico. And he helps people go into remission who are just on their last legs of hepatitis C, on their last legs of AIH, which is autoimmune hepatitis. He has a wonderful patient that is 10 years in remission from pancreatic cancer. The man didn't even realize how sick he was until the doctor said, there's nothing else we can do for you.
Mm-hmm.
Go home and take care of your affairs. And he didn't even realize that he could die very, very shortly thereafter. He found, by the grace of God, he found this Dr. Berkson
mm-hmm.
through some word of mouth, went to him and just said, whatever you can do, help me out. He hooked him up, gave him the treatment. That was 10 years ago.
Amazing.
So there are many, many different autoimmune diseases that
mm-hmm.
are put into remission because of this particular protocol. Again, our dear friend Courtney in California had to have a liver transplant just to save her life.
Right.
And she's doing great. She's really doing beautifully. And I'm happy to say
that's
that she's
wonderful.
Healthy and looks great.
Maybe she's listening to the show tonight.
I hope so.
Okay.
Hi, Courtney.
Hi, Courtney, if you're listening, and hi, Courtney, if you're not listening. So when you first came to this, your daughter was first ill, and you were going to, you're trying the traditional routes, you're hoping against hope that medical, that you know, the medical establishment has the answer for you.
Yeah.
How long did it take until you said it has to be something else?
Well, you have to understand, I'm like every mother and out there in America, every mother who works and takes care of a family and has a husband, or some of them don't have husbands,
mm-hmm.
and they have to clean and they have to cook and they have to shop for the food and they have to do it again every single day, 7 days a week. There is no break. So when they told me that she was very sick, and the word hepatitis always conjures up thoughts of what? I mean, what does it conjure up for you?
I immediately think of needles.
Okay.
I think of Tommy Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Pamela Anderson. I think of people with jaundice and
right
and
early death.
And yeah.
Mhm. Yeah. So the immediate reaction is panic because your little 7-year-old who's sitting there with wide eyes and a little doll in her hand and just singing to her doll while we're sitting in the doctor's room and she's that sick. I could not believe it. So because I was so overwhelmed with being a mother and working and taking care of a family, I gave in to the doctor right away. I went back home and I looked on the internet, of course, and I saw nothing that was an alternative remedy for autoimmune hepatitis. And I felt at that time, which was 2003,
mm-hmm.
I had to give in to the doctor. And I listened to him and I followed his instruction. And I really wanted to find the best in the whole United States, or at least on the East Coast. So I looked in New York City and I found what I thought was the best pediatric hepatologist.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, he really is smart. I mean, he's a real smart guy in his field.
Right.
But he knows nothing about nutrition or nutraceuticals because they're not
mm-hmm.
– and this is another topic that I didn't write about the book. I didn't write about in the book, is that most doctors in America are not taught – nutrition. So although they're excellent at what they do because they follow the medical standard protocol, they don't go outside the box. Or what I say is they don't look outside the book.
Mm-hmm.
They only stay inside the book. Instead, what they need to do is find out what's available in a nutraceutical, or a vitamin that could possibly raise the person's immune system so that they could get better.
You know, I'll tell you something, Denise. Like, I had, right after I had my thyroid removed, like almost immediately after, guess what I got? The shingles.
Oh, because your immune system was
shot. And so about a month and a half later, the shingles, which is, you know, whatever, however much they tell you how painful it is, like magnify it times 10 before you
can even
imagine.
Well, then when we get off the phone, I'm going to give you a protocol that you have to follow so that you never get the shingles again.
Okay.
Because the shingles are in remission.
I went seeking information on rebuilding my immune system. I spoke to all kinds of people, and somebody at the Westway, I can't think of the name of the West something on 8th Avenue in the city, a very well-known health food and supermarket. And I spoke to as many people as I could find who had information on rebuilding the immune system and with that in mind. And I was on, you know, all kinds of stuff, but you know what? It really, really worked. It was very effective.
Yes.
And I got through it, and it was definitely, you know, well worth, like when you were talking in the book about how much, you know, the amount of money you end up spending initially on the things to help Courtney, and I'm thinking, this has to be worth it because I can't go through this for another 2 months.
Well, that was very intuitive of you,
and
a lot of people aren't that intuitive, especially when you're a parent and you have multiple children and they're small. You just, like, your mind is overwhelmed with tasks and things to do. Just just taking a shower is a big chore because you have to find time for yourself to take a shower, much less find an alternative treatment that's off the beaten track to heal your child of a deadly disease. So most people just go, okay, doctor, what do you want? Just give him whatever you want. So I want to digress for 2 seconds.
Sure.
I spoke to a mother online today. It just so happened to be online today. And she was saying to my cousin, what do you think I should do with my little girls? They're getting flus, and I just want to give them the flu shot, and I'm not quite sure. And funny enough, when Courtney was sick, the doctor said, give her the flu shot. And I thought, but I don't like giving flu shots because the flu shots have the formaldehyde in them, they have aluminum in them, they have dead monkey fetus in them, they have all these horrible things. I don't want to do that. And he said, well, you know what's going to happen to her? She's going to get the flu because her immune system is so depressed, it's so so compromised. I said, all right. And Courtney looked at me, she said, I'm not getting the shot. There's no way, because I'd given her so many drugs, she was just so tired of taking drugs. And in her 12-year-old wisdom, I honored her request. And I said, okay, honey, you've been through enough. I won't give you the shot. And I didn't give her the shot, and she never got sick. She never got sick that year. But I was really glad that she made that choice because soon thereafter, the next year, was when we went through all this and we healed her. But so she made the right choice, and I just honored it because she had been through too much. But going back to my conversation with the mother, it was very interesting that it happened today, the day that I was supposed to come on the show, because this mother said, oh, I really think I should give my child the flu shot, but I'm afraid, but I don't want them to get sick. And what I did was I interjected in the Facebook message saying, well, you know, if you give them the flu shot, what it's doing to them is it's lowering their immune system, so that it's possible that they can get all those other flus, because the flu shot is only good for that one particular flu virus.
Right.
And you're exposing yourself essentially to all the other ones. So think logically for a moment. And I'm going to pose this question to you, Andrew.
Okay.
Think logically. If you have a compromised immune system and the flu shot makes it more compromised, then it's logical that what you want to do is increase your immune system so that you don't get any viruses.
Correct.
So that you can be in a room full of sneezing viral people, and if your immune system is strong and is bolstered, then the person next to you has a compromised immune system gets the virus, but you don't. You've always seen the situation where, and we had it in our house. My daughter had a virus, and we all used to drink from each other's glasses and, you know, drink from water glass here and water glass there, and you kiss the kid on the lips, and all of a sudden you get a cold. But in our house, my one kid had a virus, and the rest of us didn't get it. Why? Because we had good, strong immune systems, and that particular kid didn't.
So it wasn't the cootie shot that you got?
It wasn't the cootie shot.
Okay.
Everyone needs to build their immune system up. That's the key.
So, by the way, I want you to know that I have a gazillion people in the chat room.
Gazillion?
Yeah. Okay, no, there's actually a very large number compared to normal, which is good. They have not yet participated, meaning I did invite them to post questions. We do have several callers on the line who have raised their virtual hands. And just to let you know, if you're calling in and you press the number one, that means you have a question. Okay, because if you don't press number one, it means you just want to listen, which is fine. So I'm going to take the first person who has a question from the 973 area code. So I'm warning you now, I'm putting you on the line. Hello, do you have a question for Denise?
Do they hang up?
They're silent. Okay, I'm going to put them back on hold. We have somebody else calling from 201. Let's take this person. Hi, do you have a question for Denise? Hello.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Terrific. Denise, great show. This is Vlad. I wanted to tell you that absolutely stunning journey that you were on with your daughter. I became a parent myself. My son is approaching one. And, of course, this is a tender time in both of our lives. I'm learning new things. Yes, he's learning new things. What I'd like to ask you is this. We always hear that a journey of 1,000 miles starts with the first step. Take us through, what was it like when you were a third of a way in? You know, you started this alternative approach to making sure that your daughter becomes well. How did you know to keep going? How did you know this was going to work? Thank you.
Well, Vlad, thanks for asking that question. And that's also in the book, so get the book and read it. But specifically, when I was desperate to find an answer because the doctors told me that their medical protocol wasn't working after 5 years, I researched and researched. First of all, a lot of prayer went into it. But aside from that, I researched so much until I found one person. All I needed was one person who was healed naturally of this autoimmune hepatitis. And I took that person and I called them and I asked them a bazillion questions. And I wanted to find out exactly what they used to turn their life around. And just having the strength and support of my husband behind me, because he just said, well, if you can find an answer, and I know we have a short period of time to find it in, I'm behind you. And I think that the strength of my husband behind me really helped me keep going forward. And I found that one person, and then I knew I had some hope. So sometimes it's just the desire has to be really strong. And get that little one-year-old on an autoimmune-boosting vitamin. Go to your local health food store, that's a really good health food store, and ask them, what's the best vitamin for little kids?
Great. Thank you. Now we actually have more callers calling in.
Go ahead.
So let's take another one.
Okay.
I'm going to say the first three numbers of the person's phone number so you'll know who you are. Because everybody's calling from New Jersey tonight for whatever reason. Oh, because you're from New Jersey.
Ah.
Okay, 709, I'm bringing you on the line. Hi, do you have a question for Denise?
Yes, Denise, it's Pam Polifron. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you, Pam?
Good. I'm really proud, and the book is terrific. And I had a question because I was recently at the doctor with my 10-year-old daughter for her checkup, and the doctor pushed on me the CDC about the hepatitis vaccine that you're trying to promote to have the children get vaccinated for hepatitis, which I declined. But I wanted to know your opinion on, you know, whether that's something that, you know, in being in, you know, in this area in the U.S., if that's something that, you know, young children should be getting.
And it's interesting that you're asking me about the hepatitis vaccine, because
yes,
that's the vaccine that I would not use because I have the answer for it. So
okay,
if the child were ever to get, first of all, the most important thing, again, is to raise the child's immune system from day one. So go to your local health food store or the best person that you, if you have somebody who's a nutritionist,
mm-hmm.
and ask them for an immune-boosting vitamin for your child. I had, there was a whooping cough going through our school in the high school, and the children were exposed to it, but only three got it. Was it because of the inoculations? No, because my children were never given whooping cough vaccinations, and they didn't get it.
And that is
really, really important. So, actually, one got it in a mild way, and two didn't get it.
Hmm.
But the thing is that two of them had a very high immune system. So why get the hep vaccine when
mm-hmm.
you can just raise your child's immune system? And by the way, the vaccines, if I might tell everybody, I'm a financial advisor by trade, and today, Jim Cramer came on the air in CNBC, and he said he thinks Walgreens is going to be a great stock because they're in flu season, and their revenues are going to fly because of the flu shot. And he said that today, guys. So this from Jim Cramer. So if I could tell Jim Cramer out there, if he's listening, Jim, stop getting the flu shot. Just boost your immune system.
Thank you, Denise.
You're welcome, Pam.
But it's okay to make money off this, right?
Hey, listen, Jim Cramer says it. Walgreens is going to make money.
Okay. All right.
Did anyone else hang up?
I hung up, I guess.
Oh, I'm going to put the young lady back on hold. She hung up.
Okay.
There was one more, number 334. If you're listening, paying attention, I'm going to put you on the line. Hello, do you have a question for Denise?
Yes, hi, Denise.
Hi.
This is Ashley Rickert.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
I just bought your book, and I'm looking forward to reading it. I have not read it yet.
Hooray.
I'm just curious. I have another question for you, but the last caller was talking about the hepatitis vaccine and about having her child vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, what if schools require you to have a vaccine? They will not let you in the school, because I believe that's true with the hepatitis vaccine, that you're...
I didn't realize the hepatitis vaccine is now required. Because I know that even when your kids go to college, they have to get vaccinated. Well, there is a book that I want to reference, and
mm-hmm.
it's a woman that I met long ago, and her name is Louise Habakus, Habakus, and she wrote a book called Vaccine Epidemic, How Corporate Greed, Biased Science, and Coercive Government Threaten Our Human Rights.
Mm.
She, if you get on her website, she has documented all the different things in the Constitution that tells people that they have the rights not to take the vaccination. And you can download these letters that she has straight out of the Constitution. And excuse me, it's not the Constitution. The Constitution wouldn't have this. But it's a legal document that tells the government or
mm-hmm.
the agency that your child doesn't have to be vaccinated. And it works. My kids have not been vaccinated. They went to college without it.
Right.
Of course, when they go to college, it's their choice. But with this letter and with the help of Louise Habakus, I was able to not have my kids vaccinated in high school also.
Yeah, that's good to know, because I always felt that I had no other choice.
Yes, and that's the point. We do have a choice. It's America. It's not Russia.
So when you were up against this situation, they told you had to.
Yes, in order for my child to get into school.
No, I'm actually asking Denise when that happened.
Oh,
no,
yes.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no,
that's, okay.
That's absolutely true. And also, when Courtney was finally healed and she went into high school, I was like, okay, there is no way this child is getting vaccinated over my dead body.
Right.
Because I gave her so many vitamins to raise her immune system. She didn't even get whooping cough when it was right in front of her. It was
mm-hmm.
in her house, and she never got it.
Right.
That's a testament to telling you how strong this kid's autoimmune system was.
Mm.
So I found the letter, and we signed it, and she didn't get vaccinated in high school. So there are people out there. There are people who are in organizations who you can get the letters from that you need to tell the government, the agency, the school, the college, that you do not want your child vaccinated. And it's legal.
Wow, that's great.
So that's the book you have to buy. Her name is Habakus, and the book is called Vaccine Epidemic.
Now, I want to ask you the story about the woman that you found named LaDonna.
Okay. Is LaDonna there? She was supposed to call.
I don't know. Well, everybody's calling from New Jersey, and she's from, like, the middle of the country, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So
do you
want
to take the call first, or do you want me to answer the call about the question about LaDonna?
There was only one. I think I – did I take this call already? No. 625, I'm going to put you on the line. Hello, do you have a question or comment?
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
My name's Julianne Kladnicki.
Hi, Julianne. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. Good, good.
What's your question?
I have a question. You have an audience that's listening, and I would think that people might want to know how would you keep a person's immune system healthy? I know you had a strong regimen. By the way, your book was wonderful and it was inspiring.
Thank you.
Everyone should read it. All parents should read it.
Oh, thank you. I'm humbled.
How would you maintain a healthy immune system? What did you learn from this as far as maybe changing a lifestyle? And how do you think, from all your research and experience, people tax their immune systems?
Oh, gosh, you just opened up a can of worms.
Nice.
They tax their immune systems starting from the beginning. You know, you've read all the articles about how the soils in America just not giving you the nutrients that you need. An apple in the 1950s had more nutrients in it than an apple in 2013. There's not mm-hmm. enough nutrients in the soil, and all the chemicals that the American companies dump on them to, you know, in the name of growing more crops is killing the nutrients in the vegetables, so that the vegetables and fruits that we're getting from our crops aren't giving us what we need to survive and thrive. So, first of all, the American diet is the pits. Everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm.
But are you willing
Sad.
To change? That's the key. Are you willing to change? A friend of mine, I'm helping with her kid. I'm helping her kid with an autoimmune disease that's pretty bad. And the kid said, but I don't want to give up my steak and potatoes. I said, honey, your steak and potatoes got you to where you are now. You got to get rid of them. Now, having said that, her diet is just like an American teenage diet. It's very bad. You got fast foods. You know, she goes, well, can I have cold cuts? No, you can't have cold cuts. Your body is sick. Cold cuts have chemicals in them. Have a nice, good piece of meat that's fresh and organic. It's okay to have a steak if the rest of your body is, well, in her case, she needs to go on an all-vegan diet or an all Paleolithic diet, which is two different ends of the spectrum, but everyone has to clean up their diet. So everything whole grains, everything whole food. If you want to go vegan, strictly vegan, then that's fine. If you want to go meat and not potatoes, but some meats, you can do a paleo diet. What is a paleo diet? Paleolithic, as in caveman diet. That's like a lot of meats. A lot of men like that. My husband's on a paleo diet because he loves meats. He's like caveman, you know. But it really does help the immune system. A paleo diet can help to reduce an immune, an autoimmune problem. Also, a vegan diet can help to reduce an autoimmune problem. The key here is, Julianne, to keep your gut alkaline. To keep your stomach alkaline at all times. That's
right.
How you have to do it. But also, then we have to supplement. You've got to supplement vitamins. And the way that I do it is in the book. It's written out. I tell you exactly what she took. I wouldn't go and just take the book and get everything she has, but I would go to somebody who's knowledgeable and say, hey, what do you think of this? Because I give you a starting point.
By the way, I love that about the book, that you actually have that specifically, explicitly there, so there's no question. I don't wonder what did she take? You actually
right.
laid that out, which I really, really, as a reader, appreciated
yes.
it.
I thought that was right. that was a great ending, because I'm sure through the whole book most people are saying, God, what is she giving him or her?
Right.
What did she feed her?
Magic
what did
beans.
She give her?
Magic beans from Jack's Gordon.
yeah. I have a few of those,
that's
but
right.
they don't
that's
work
right.
the way you would expect.
No, but it does. What she needed was to, and it goes into a lot of great detail in the book about raising your glutathione. It's a very funny thing. My research led me to understanding that our body needs to raise the glutathione level in our body so that we can have our immune system come back to normal, and then theoretically, your body takes care of itself, and
mm-hmm.
the viruses can't live in a strong alkaline body. It just can't. So what I found afterwards is I read Suzanne Summers' books, and she got well, you know, that she had breast cancer,
mm-hmm.
and she takes glutathione-boosting vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, ooh, look at that. So then I found out about Dr. Eric Braverman, who you may know is Manhattan doctor.
Yes.
He's on WOR radio? I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
I believe he is on WOR, yes.
Because the other person that I met in the 1980s when I was very young, who actually started me on this path, was Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and he's on WOR radio as well. He's a brilliant mm-hmm. doctor, and he, years ago, I met him when he was like 28 years old,
mm-hmm.
fresh out of college, out of med school, but he had such information about not just medicine, but homeopathy, and he taught me about foods that I'd never heard of before, like what's this thing called tempeh and tofu? Never heard of those things before. And he started me on this road to nutrition, and now I understand that it's all about raising the glutathione level in the body because it helps your body's immune system work optimally. Again, there's a couple of doctors
great.
In New York. One is Dr. Braverman. He's brilliant. He actually worked with Suzanne Summers, and
mm-hmm.
he's got a PATH Medical Center in New York. And the other one, Dr. Hoffman, has the Hoffman Center in New York City,
mm-hmm.
and he's brilliant also. He just helps everybody. He's great.
Yeah. I actually have his podcast and listen to him on my way to work.
Isn't he great?
Yeah, he's great. He's my nutrition guru.
Hoffman, right?
Dr. Hoffman, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny you're talking about tempeh and tofu, but I have been lately on a kick of anti-soy,
mm-hmm.
and the only soy that I will eat is fermented soy, which I believe that only fermented soy is fit for human consumption.
Okay.
And as I've read more and more about that, and 95% of the soy produced in the United States is genetically modified crap
horrors.
From Monsanto.
Oh,
and which is, it's hard enough to find non-GMO soy, but at least if you're going to have soy, have it that's fermented. That also includes soy sauce is also fermented.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea.
Yeah, if you start reading up about that, you're going to be, and what you're going to discover is that soy is in almost everything. If you buy bread in the supermarket, every brand of bread has soybean oil in it. Every one
yes.
of them.
Yes, it does.
Unless you can get
right.
like in the local area, there's one called the Baker, which is mm-hmm. in the tri-state area. That does not have any. But if you don't get bakery bread, you're definitely eating soy.
Yes.
And
well,
not the good
I do
stuff.
Like the new breads that are out there are Udi's, you know, UDI, and
mm-hmm.
Connect, but those are wheat-free. I like to eat wheat-free.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But that's, of course, trying to have an alkaline stomach, an alkaline gut. I know it sounds weird and it doesn't sound logical, but I have another friend. Every time you find out, every time I tell people about the book, they go, oh, I healed myself of so-and-so naturally. So I have a friend who healed himself of the stomach, what's the thing, acid in the stomach, acid reflux.
Acid reflux.
And it was so bad that he actually had lacerations in his larynx.
Wow.
He then called me and said, Denise, can you help me? And I said, well, I'll do some research. But I didn't get back to him fast enough, and he was in pain and taking lots of meds that he knew was going to cause cancer later on. And he said, forget it. I found the answer myself. Really? What did you do? And he created his own plethora of vitamins, which included creating an alkaline stomach, wheatgrass every day, apple cider vinegar every day, aloe vera for the soothing of the larynx, and then, of course, lemon every day, all day long in his water, and little baby apples, little organic baby apples every day. Of course, he had to lay off the booze for a while.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Not good. And
so
caffeine.
We have a long-distance call here.
Yes, good.
From Indiana.
All right.
So, Indiana, I'm going to put you on the line. Hello.
Hello, Indiana.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Hi, I have a question. I haven't bought your book, but I was wondering if you address salicylate sensitivities in the book, or if you have any suggestions about that.
Salicylates? Can you spell that?
Oh, okay. I think it's, let's see, salicylate.
Is it S-A-L-Y?
Y?
C?
Yes.
Like L-A-T-E-S, something like that.
Yes, salicylates. It's what's in aspirin,
yeah.
And then it's in all the plants and vegetables, really high levels. So I have developed in the last 3 years a really high salicylate level intolerance. And so I wondered if you had any ideas about that.
No, I haven't. But I want to suggest that there are books that are written in the back of the book. I have a resource list in the back of the book. And
okay.
I urge you to take a look at it and see if you can find an answer within these books, because whatever you're taking on a regular basis, you're not able to absorb, or you're able to absorb too much the salicylate. And it sounds like what you need to do is, it sounds like it's in your gut, right? It's a stomach issue?
Well, that's what I'm wondering, is when I eat the foods, then I just get layer upon layer of hives.
Mm-hmm.
And so I end up eating very low salicylate foods, which then I'm very limited. There's only about 3 fruits that you can have and very few vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, then I've ended up malnutrition.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, you really want to, listen, the first person I want you to read, the first book that I want you to read, first of all, get my book. It's going to give you a lot of information, okay? It's like it's like a primer. And then there's this doctor, Dr. Jordan Rubin, and he wrote The Maker's Diet. Have you heard of Dr. Jordan Rubin and The Garden of Life?
Okay.
I actually have a copy of that book, The Maker's Diet, floating around.
Great.
Somebody
gave
it to me.
He's really brilliant. In a nutshell, Dr. Jordan Rubin, at 21 years old, developed Crohn's disease, and he actually almost died from it. He got down to 108 pounds, and he was 6'1". He was really on his last leg. And he was about 21 or 23, I cannot remember. He then, because he was as voracious, actually he just wanted to live. He was a voracious researcher, and he found his answers. And, of course, his father was a chiropractor, so they knew a lot of alternative people, but nobody was able to help him. The end result was that he found that he had to have an alkaline diet. And his alkaline diet created a stronger immune system. And so what I'm saying is, get his book to start out with and find somebody. In the back of my book is my email. As a matter of fact, you could just go to www.kieran-courtney.com.
Okay.
And that's my website, Kieran Courtney. It's easy to remember. And you can just email me at denise@kieran-courtney.com. And I'll then send you some information so you can get started on your path, because I'm sure you'll find somebody. I'm sure. You just have to find that one person.
Right, because everything you look at taking is very natural, and it all involves lots of fruits, lots of vegetables, and then I'm reacting to them all. So it's kind of like, why all of a sudden, you know, at 43, do you just start reacting?
Oh, 43. I was just going to ask you how old you are.
Oh, I have a cold right now, but I'm 46. And
you sound
so
very
bizarre.
Young, by the way.
even with the cold. So even, you know, just why all of a sudden does the body shut off like that, and it's not able to process those things? So you know, when you go to take vitamins, you go to take anything, all the good stuff you're reacting to. So it's been pretty frustrating.
Do you want to know why?
Sure. Because I'm 43? Taking thyroid meds?
Oh, well, no, I was going to say it's because your change of life. It's your hormonal shift. They tell you.
Shifted. Okay.
They tell you, oh, yeah, I know women who actually went through pre-menopause. Nobody told them about it. All of a sudden, she had to have a thyroid taken out. And she got it taken out, and then she got pregnant.
Huh.
Like, wait a second. I wasn't planning on this.
That's what causes pregnancy.
No, what happened was that the hormonal shift occurred. When your hormones shift at times in your life, you know, teenage years, 21, 30s,
sure.
And then 40s, and then 50s and 60s, but there's different times in your life where you have a shift in your hormone. That's when your body goes cockeyed, and that's when you'll start to have autoimmune problems.
I wouldn't have thought about
that.
I'm glad you told me that. So I'm not sure, but I'm glad, because the only medication I take is a gel, a thyroid cap. I was reacting to the Synthroids, the acacia in there. You know, I would have allergies to that. And so the only thyroid I'm on is called Tyrosent. And so I just couldn't figure out, you know, what's causing this when I'm not taking any type of meds.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But thanks. I will look up that author.
I know that it's good. I don't know anybody in Indiana, but if you just email me, I will find out somebody in your area who has some kind of experience with, if not salicylic, I see it, the aspirin intolerance,
mm-hmm.
then
yeah.
something having
yeah.
to do with the autoimmune system, because it sounds like it's
mm-hmm.
Related, since it just kind of hit you.
It came,
in your
40s. It wasn't all the, right, it just hit like that, so.
Mm-hmm.
If you can find anyone that's not at the Notre Dame game, right?
That's extra.
Yep. So thank you so much for your time.
You're
and by
welcome.
The way, you should. I personally am recommending you check out, just because you're on you were on Synthroid and have had thyroid issues. Check out StopTheThyroidMadness.com, which is the site that I have found tremendously valuable.
Sure, I absolutely will. Thank you.
And your name again?
It's Kathy French.
Kathy, nice to meet you.
Thank you. So,
thanks
thank
for
you
calling
so much,
in.
Both of you.
Bye.
Okay.
She sounded so young.
She does sound very, very young.
Beautiful. Any callers?
Let's see. I've lost my. Oh, here we go. No, we are fresh out of callers
okay.
who have questions. There are callers on the line without questions. So, by the way, if you have called in and you were hoping to ask a question. Just press 1. I think actually these are people we already spoke to. So anybody else, if you have, you're going to call in. Or if you're in the chat room, we have currently 14 users in the chat room. You are welcome to type a question or comment, and I'll be happy to pass it along.
Good, because I don't know how to see the chat room.
No, that's because you had to. You would have to be in there as well, which you could have, but it's okay. It's everybody is calling themselves. Usually, people have they change from guest whatever number is to their name or their log on or
mm-hmm.
whatever. But not today. Everybody's guest with a number, so they're all mysterious people.
Okay.
Hopefully,
well,
they are learning lots
recite.
Of good stuff. I'm sorry.
You tell me what they're saying because I can't read.
Oh
it.
No, that's okay. So far, they haven't said anything. So we're just going to go. Let's go back to the LaDonna question that I had asked you.
Okay.
So this sounded like a really, I really found this sort of like almost, what's the word I'm looking for? It's like this really amazing thing that happened almost out of nowhere that you were able to find this person come into your life,
yeah.
and that was clearly a big turning point for you.
Yeah, and I don't want to get too off the beaten track of nutrition and that protocol,
okay.
but I think that I had such a strong faith that I was going to be directed to her
mm-hmm.
that I Googled and emailed and Googled as many times as I could. And I went to Yahoo and I went to PubMed.gov and I went to regular Google. And I think at that time there was Ask Jeeves, but I
yeah.
went to as many different sites as I could. And up popped on, like, the second or third page. You know how sometimes it's not on the first page? You have
mm-hmm.
to go to the second or third page? Up popped one person saying, LaDonna story, autoimmune hepatitis remedy, natural remedy, or something like that. And I read the story immediately, and it was about a woman who was in her 50s who was almost dead from autoimmune hepatitis. She was on the liver transplant list, and she ended up, she's the wife of a minister, of a Christian minister down in Texas. So, of course, this is my polar opposite because I'm a New York Jew, if you couldn't tell by my voice. But but I also, I thought, oh, well, you know, I'm so respectful of anybody who's in the clergy. I would assume that this person would be honest. So I called her up immediately. She, of course, had to call me back. And when she called me back, she gave me her information. And she had me crying on the phone the first time I spoke to her because I really thought that I found somebody who had the answer. And subsequently, 2 months later, I did. It was actually 3 months later, and my daughter was healed. So I found this beautiful woman named LaDonna Jones, and she's the wife of a minister, and she was healed of this vitamin protocol. Now she sells the vitamins. I direct everybody to her. I don't sell the vitamins. I give them to LaDonna, and I say buy them from her. And she helped me through it one day at a time. Every week I called her. And she's a wonderful woman. I mean, it's always good to have the wife of a minister on your side.
Yeah, you know, I actually felt like I really wanted to make sure I gave her a shout-out in this show, even though I've never met her or spoken to her. But
really
just,
great lady.
It really kind of resonated with me. I wanted to make sure we got to her.
Yes, great lady. And you know what? That's all you need. In this life, you just need one person to hang your hat on to say, that person was healed of a deadly disease, and if they can do it, I can do it. And so what I want to tell people out there who are listening is if I can do it, you can do it. Because as I said, I'm an ordinary New Jersey mom, and I just wanted to heal my kid. Not everybody is successful when they try, but I was, and I've documented it. And now I've done the homework for you. So all you need to do is buy the book, take a read. It's really fast reading, right, Andrew?
Less, it took me, and I, you know, I'm a fairly fast reader.
You're extremely fast reader.
I read it, you know, I read the majority of the book in less than an hour and a half, and then I took a break and got back to it. It took 20 minutes to the last piece, and that was it.
Good, and it gives you the references, and it gives you the amounts of vitamins, and it gives you the place to buy the vitamins. I even tell you where to go, so that you don't have to say, oh, what's the number?
Right.
I give you the place to go.
Mm-hmm.
Just Google it. So it's something that you can start with. If you have a kid that has autoimmune, if you have a kid who's just always getting sick, there's so many kids out there. There's so many kids with sickness. It's just insane. And it's very disheartening for me. I see the kids walking around with all these different immune problems, and you want to scream, I have the answer. But not everybody's ready to listen.
You know, one of the things is, you know, today in our society, we're very obsessed with killing germs.
Mm-hmm.
And we kill germs, good and bad. We disinfect everything. And we're now coming up with a generation of people who are who the antibiotics don't work for anymore.
Oh, yes.
And now this, like, the allergies are so out of control compared to when I was a kid. I mean, I had allergies. I was allergic to all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. As a kid, I could not eat nuts, chocolate, or eggs. And I eventually, thank God, grew all of those allergies. But I never had anything like where if somebody opened up a bag of nuts in the room that I would get ill. It was just like supposedly I was allergic to them. But now we're having this thing where people are getting so allergic and so sensitive.
Yes.
You can't even open up. I've even been on a plane where they said we can't serve peanuts because somebody here has a food allergy.
Right. Yes. It's
so
in the
I'm
air.
Wondering if you have any comment about that in relation to everything else we're talking about the immune system.
Yeah. We have allergies in our family too. My oldest daughter, who's in college, is a little bit more difficult to control because she has her own life. She's living elsewhere. And, you know, she has her own mind. She's not going to do everything that I tell her to do all the time because you have to stay on a certain protocol if you want to go natural. And if you don't want to go natural, then you're going to be subjected to having to take drugs. So it's a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And there are answers, and what you need to do, and I have a fabulous doctor in New York that works with children and allergies. His name is Dr. Douglas Willen, and of the Willen Wellness Center. Say mm-hmm. that three times fast.
Willen Wellness Center.
And he works with children and childhood allergies, and he puts them on certain diets,
mm-hmm.
and he eliminates what? What is the worst thing that we say is the biggest allergy in America? Wheat and milk.
Mm.
He puts them on a wheat-free, milk-free diet, finds out what they're allergic to. He removes them from the diet, and he gives them extra vitamins. Some of the vitamins may be probiotics, milk-free probiotics,
mm-hmm.
and a host of other vitamins that they're lacking, and he actually can turn around their immune system. And if you can bolster the immune system, then you don't have the autoimmune system that is compromised, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Then you probably will have a reduction of allergies. So it's about the immune system. You've got to strengthen your immune system,
mm-hmm.
and you probably will have no shingles. You probably will have no diabetes. I just found somebody else who I spoke to that was starting to take insulin, the little pills, insulin pills. And I said, why don't you just cut your diet down, exercise more, and control the diabetes? And he said, yeah. I saw him 2 years later, and I said, wow, you lost so much weight. And he said, yeah, I'm not taking any meds either. I went, that's my boy. I knew you could do it.
Wow. That's a great ending.
So he controlled his diabetes by diet and exercise and got off all his meds.
So we're down to our last couple of minutes, believe it or not.
Oh, boy.
And so now's a good time for you to let people know, first of all, where can you buy the book?
Okay.
And where can they find you? Is there anything coming up that we should know about?
Yes. CuringCourtney.com is the website.
Mm-hmm.
You can go on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. It's on iBook. It's on Kindle. And just put in the words Curing Courtney. And if you cannot remember that, then Denise Otten is my name. It's on Andrew's website.
Mm-hmm.
Otten is my last name. And you can get Curing Courtney. And then in the back of the book is references of the different doctors and the different books that you can tap into. This is like, I don't know if you've heard of Crazy Sexy Cancer. That's the newest bestseller. This is the book you buy before Crazy Sexy Cancer, because this helps you get better naturally. And then Crazy Sexy Cancer helps you with the diet. But this is the book you buy beforehand. So, Chris Carr, step aside. Denise is on her way.
Okay.
Please do log in to CuringCourtney.com. I will be on Comcast, which is Fios Channel 99, in February, and I will post it on my Curing Courtney Facebook and website.
Okay.
But the website's not up just yet. It's kind of down today.
I have one quick chat room question. We have only 2 minutes left, but from Emily Shepker, I'm currently reading your book. I'm so proud of you. What are some of the most important vitamins for boosting the immune system?
It's in the back of the book, and there's a whole list of them, but you would need some probiotics. You will need an immune-boosting vitamin that helps the glutathione, raise your glutathione level, and that's the part that's in the book. Now, there are many other vitamins out there. I didn't write the story. I just borrowed the information from other people, so there's lots of other autoimmune vitamins out there. Go to your local health food store and ask the person there what's the best one.
Great. Denise, thank you so very much for an amazing hour here.
I didn't think
I'd
make it.
Blog Talk Radio. And everybody, buy the book. I've read it. It's terrific. You got to get it.
Thank you, Andrew.
You're very welcome. We will be back here next week with Morgana
and
Ray, which will be
Morgana
a real treat
Ray?
For everybody. Morgana Ray.
I love her.
She's awesome, and I can't wait for next week. And I can't wait to see everybody here. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we will see you in a week. Good night.
Good night.